shorthanded, everybody's gone somewhere else today, or they got rained in. But we're here. We're here to praise the Lord. We've come together to lift up His name. We've come together to hear the Word of God. We are a blessed people. And we need not to forget that. And I'm going to tell you something. Any blessing that you get is going to come to you from God. Because the world has no desire to bless you. As a matter of fact, a lot of them, their big desire is to give you a cussing. Or to curse you. Or to bring some negative influence on you. That's why we need to focus on the Word of God. We need to focus on what God's doing in our lives. And we need to make the Word of God our priority and follow it. As I said in the bulletin this morning, rather than following anything that we can even look at and suspect that this is not God. This is not the Scripture. And it doesn't matter who it is or where it is, whose hand it's in, why it's there. And how many of you know that most people in this world are only concerned about themselves? Because there is such a condition in the world that it's almost like you can't, there's a feeling that you can't expend any of your energy toward helping or blessing or ministering to anybody else, or even, and I'm not even just talking about Christians, I'm talking about people, you know, they don't even know who their neighbors are. And Jesus made it plain that our neighbors are anybody that we're around. It's not just the people that live in the houses in our neighborhood. Our neighbors. And I can promise you without too much doubt that somewhere or other you have an enemy. They are not on your side, and they are not moving in your behalf. And yet God says in His Word that love our enemies, do good to those who despitefully use us. And our first reaction as a human is fight back. They're going to be negative toward me. I'm going to be negative toward them. And then that just deepens and deepens. And as the Word of God says in James, where are the wars and things like that come from? And then it goes on to say that it comes from our envy and our own lust and our own desire to have something or to be something. I saw a little bit last night on found a channel on my TV I didn't even know was on there. And it was a history news channel. And the program that I happened to turn on to was about Hitler and the rise of Nazi power in Germany. And how it was able to take place. And of course, after World War I, Europe was devastated. And nobody was in any position to put any kind of real solution into effect, because the European nation, all the countries there, they were either devastated because of the war and had no way to really rebuild, and the worst one of all, of course, was Germany, because after losing in World War I, Germany had nothing. All they had, and they were showing pictures, I mean live pictures of it, was little groups that had formed together, because food-wise, they had nothing. It was just devastated. But the people were just basically mobs on the street. And you had this little one group over here and this group over here, and finally this one man got about, they said, about 3,000 people to, join with him and promote their particular ideas about how they could revive Germany. But it was just a whole lot of division, just this group, that group, and every group, and all of them fighting to be in charge, all of them fighting for control. And a World War I corporal by the name of Adolf Hitler caught on to what they were doing. And he was very, very determined to rebuild Germany. And one of his objects was, we're going to get strong enough and we're going to deal with these Jews. He hated the Allies and he hated the Jews. And by speaking out with hope in the hearing of these groups, they began to say, we think he can do something. He can help us. He had no concern, really, for the common man. All he wanted was a rebuilt Germany with him in control and his Nazi party in control. And it started because there was so much division. The Tower of Babel was going to be a great thing, but God intervened in that, and then it brought the changing of the languages and the division, and it stopped it. Now, that was from a positive side. But from a negative side, the more division there is, the more conflict between the different groups, and each group trying to rise to a point where they are the ones that make all of the decisions, and it's going to go their way. Now, we are in a position where that's happening in the world, in our country. And the thing that we have to do as Christians is we've got to lock ourselves in with God and make sure that when we are following a path, that we follow that path as a Christian. And there's just certain things that I can't do as a Christian that society is pushing us to do. And I can't do it because the Word of God doesn't condone it. And, morality now, it's not against the law to commit adultery. I'm talking about the natural law, the law of the land, the government law that we have. It's not a crime to commit adultery. It's not a crime to commit fornication. It's not a crime to lie unless you do it under oath. But they are sins. And as Christians, we cannot adopt as our standard something that the Bible reminds us or warns us, tells us, and teaches us that God is not in favor of. And we've got to stand firm on that. Because one of the groups that's being pushed the hardest is Christianity. And I'm not talking just about here. I'm talking about worldwide. Just like the pastor that Turkey had in prison for 2 years, they got out. They did that because he was a Christian. What do you call somebody? Insurrection. He was leading an insurrection over there in Turkey. He was trying to, change the government's ideas about things. That's what they charged him of. All he was doing over there was just preaching Jesus and trying to get people to turn to the Lord. But they didn't like that. We got to keep our eyes open for those kind of things because that's what God tells us to do. And he said, when you see these things happen, lift up your eyes, look up, because your redemption is drawing nigh. And we have to stand with our feet firmly on the Word of God, not listen to all the voices. Lord, are there voices? There are voices in this world. And most of them aren't saying much that's worth hearing. We need to focus on the Word of God. In the long run of things, the only hope you have is in the Lord. Because He's the one that's going to be around when all of this caves in. He's going to be here when everything else collapses. He's going to be here when everybody turns against each other. And see, it has to start somewhere. And then it gets worse and worse and worse. The only place that's stable is in the kingdom of God. Because everybody that lives on this planet, no matter how long they live here, they are going to die. And where will we be in our stand when we take our last breath? That's the thing that we've got to keep before us as Christians. That's the most important thing. When we get ready to stand before God, there's not going to be anything there that says Republican, Democrat, liberal, moderate, conservative. They're going to look for the blood. If the blood of Jesus Christ has covered your life and taken away the sins in your life, and you're walking in that, you can smile and say, I've arrived. I've arrived. You know, live right. Be of good works. But remember, the important thing is, I have been covered over by the blood of Jesus Christ, and that's where I stand. That's what makes me right with God. And that on. Be watchful. Now, I know that might have not sounded like a way to open a service this morning, but we got to keep our eyes open. If you don't know where the devil's coming around the corner to trick you into something. Let's stand together. We're going to praise God because He's our hope.
I want to remind everybody about our fall revival coming. We have flyers. We need you to pick up back there if you can. Place where you can hang them up or share them with somebody. Jim and Connie Child are going to be here. And, you know, it's talking about a time of refreshing. And it's been a year. And I remember reading at the top of the bulletin when I was printing it this morning, this is supposed to be the year of recovery. And you may be thinking, I haven't got my recovery yet. Well, it's not the end of the year yet. But I tell you what, even in the book of Acts, they had different encounters with God to keep that refreshing flowing. You know, we talk about Acts 2, where they were all in the upper room and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Well, a few chapters on in Acts, they were in the room again and the Holy Spirit fell again. We all need a refreshing. We all need a time that we can come apart and hear a fresh word from God. Amen? And get ministered to, as Jim and Connie do. So I just want to remind you to make sure you keep that day. Don't pick up a flyer at the back. Take it somewhere and post it or send it to somebody and invite them. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father, we come before you now looking to you as our hope. Looking to you, Lord God, as our security. Looking to you, Lord God, as the holder of our future. And Lord God, we thank you for the love that you have poured out upon us. That while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We thank you, Lord God, that you love the world, which includes us. But Lord God, you love everybody. You died for everyone. And we We thank you, Lord. Your word says God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance and to become a child of God, being reconciled to you. And now, Lord God, this morning we praise you for reconciling us to yourself, for doing for us what we could not do for ourselves. And we give you glory and honor and praise. Amen. We rejoice this morning, Lord God, that we are in your presence. We rejoice, Lord God, that your arms are around us and that your love is being poured out toward us. And we thank you, Lord God, for the safety and security that you have given us as children of God and as citizens of the kingdom of heaven. We thank you for that, Lord God. And we bless you this morning in Jesus' name. Amen.
I also want to remind you that all the books that are on the table back there are free from the bookstore. Any book, not the Bibles, but the books are free. Go look at them. You may know somebody that would like to read them. You can take it to them, right, Miss Phyllis?